Archives of this and other programs can be found at howistheshow.com/podcasts. You can also join the How is the Show podcast group on Facebook.
Hello and welcome to the January 2010 How is the Show podcast. Happy New Year, everybody. I'm David DeYoung from How is the Show, and as promised, we are back at King's Wine Bar in South Minneapolis broadcasting this month. King's is at 4555 Grand Avenue South, and they play local music, Minnesota music, all the time with a playlist that's actually curated by us here at How is the Show. Come on down and visit them sometime. On this month's show, we're just going to get right into it. We don't have a panel of guests, but we do have Adam and Michelle kind of hanging out and working today. This afternoon, it's kind of quiet here. We're going to hear music from Guante and Big Cats, Dragons Power Up, Patches and Gretchen, Adam Sveck, David Hanners, Wizards Are Real, and Claps. And let's get right into it now with Guante and Big Cats. This is a song off their album, An Unwelcome Guest, that came out last month. The song is called The Stockholm Syndrome.
We are waking up in our caskets, only to find our lovers are gone. We are waking up in our caskets. We are waking up in our caskets. We are waking up in our caskets, only to find our lovers are gone.
I picked up and left at dawn's early breath with no warning, headed west with a heavy chest and a cold morning. No letter to explain why there ain't time. I left my room as empty as the day I arrived. I took what I could fit inside a tote bag, cans of soup, beans, matches, a knife, and a notepad. A roadmap that's outdated, meant to hold last. I wrote my name and ID on the insides of my clothes tags and entered the woods and never looked back. Stay close to the highway, every 6 hours see what the signs say. Roads are blocked off, bodies of those who froze, lay stiff, stripped by the refugees in corn stores. March forth through the forest green, eating corn and beans. Passed by the endless fences of those quarantines. Lost in the scheme that nature built, primitive instincts never learned, only taught manual labor skills. Got what it takes to kill, just not enough strength. Spent the day trying to put together a makeshift tent. When I awoke, my body was so cold, couldn't move, matches got wet, trying to stretch the last of the food. Exhausted in the wake, I reached New York State, but I've been stricken with a fever and a cough I can't shake. No rest of hesitation, I reached Penn Station. Destination, as far as 50 bucks will take me.
We are waking up in our caskets. We are waking up in our caskets. We are waking up in our caskets, only to find our lovers are gone. We are waking up in our caskets. We are waking up in our caskets. We are waking up in our caskets, only to find our lovers are gone.
Get a booze and food, not much room to move. Talking to other guys, they're like, who's the dude? Open relationship, out of sight, out of mind. Trying out the other eyes, but none produce dollar signs. She still ain't leaving rent free. A meal ticket, a pay bar tab, she's still drinking. Convinced it ain't that bad, although it isn't fair. Having to make a late night visit to urgent care. Put it in the air, hands on her wrist like cuffs. Held them above her head, pressed against the glass. Last cut when they broke through, too drunk, unaware of his weight. Knows he still cares and couldn't
let
bear
me find
escape.
Something to write on before the night gone. School sent him home for mutilating his flesh. Teared up, plus retrace my steps.
Am I wrong?
That's amphibious. Damn, that's hideous. Live broadcast from the colonized. 4 in the morning, the light's still on. Haven't paid the bill in 6 months, they still running. My grandmother asleep, she not his mother. Pigeons come home to roost, she knows the truth. Call me still saying please talk to him. Black party open to all villagers. Well aware of the war, but it still occurs.
We are waking up in our caskets. We are waking up in our caskets. We are waking up in our caskets, only to find our lovers are gone. We are waking up in our caskets. We are waking up in our caskets. We are waking up in our caskets, only to find our lovers are gone.
And on the journey I see, the police believe that they are white blood cells and we are the disease.
The politicians want peace, but only the kind they can inject into our forearms. Freedom ain't free, but budget cuts at state and local levels put that fee out of reach. And my reason for breathing these days is one more step underneath my feet. This isn't my belief, it's just what I've been told. This isn't no retreat, I'm trying to get home. This isn't true love, it's a crisis, yo. This isn't patriotism, this is the Stockholm syndrome. I wake up in South Dakota, amber waves of memory, purple mountains closer, passerby with rumors of a border, up at the Rockies, triage me and redline me, you can't stop me.
I'm going, going back, back to Cali, Cali,
with brass knuckles in a backpack. So don't give me that, ain't none to see here. Return to your homes, a duck and cover, motherfucker, no. After everything you've taken from me, you better pray the sickness keeps crawling. Cause if I had an extra second for breath that could spare a step, I would carve her name in every one of your necks.
And that was Dragons Power Up. Love the way the that song ends with those horns. The name of the song is House Fires, and that is the first single off of an EP that came out on Guilt Ridden Pop. I always love the stuff that Guilt Ridden Pop puts out. Their next show, Dragons Power Up, next show is at Eclipse Records on Saturday, coming up this weekend, January 23rd. January 20th. Make that 30th. Today is the 23rd, isn't it? Who knows? Otherwise, they're at the Hexagon on February 6th with Gospel Gossip, Me and My Arrow, Where Astronauts Go to Hide, and The Power of Two. Anyway, the guys in that band, Mike Reese, Dan Reese, Chris Tours, and Mike Coyne, some of those guys actually play with Big Cats. They've also been in some of those guys in Hojas Rojas. Big Cats, speaking of them, Guante and Big Cats started off the show with the Stockholm Syndrome off of their album, An Unwelcome Guest. Their next show is January 28th, coming up, I think if my math is going to be correct now, that's Thursday of this week. At the MPLS-TV Winter Jubilee at the Bedlam Theater, they're playing with Zoo Animal and the Guy Storm and a couple other bands, I believe. I caught their CD release in December at Sauce. It was an amazing high-energy show. I highly recommend that you catch them live. An Unwelcome Guest is a must-have disc of 2009. Some of the tracks feature Haley Bonner, Chastity Brown. It's great, intense stuff, political music that's really intelligent. And they also put on a good show. I encourage you to check them out. Moving right along, coming up next is Patches and Gretchen. And she's got a new album out called Sugarhead Pie. This song is called A Blood Suitcase.
Pack your blood suitcase. This one's gonna be rough. I'm sick to my stomach. Sick enough. Tell that old lady standing in my house, I'm a foster child for life, and she can get the hell out. Yeah, she can get the hell out. Pack your blood suitcase. We're moving again. You know how it feels when the first goes in. Once you know you'll do it again. Oh, you'll do it again. Yeah, you'll do it again. You'll do it again. Your blood suitcase. Pick up those embryos. We can hide them in the body of a goat. There's no time to whine. Just figure out who is yours and who is still mine. Who is still mine? Who is still mine? Your blood suitcase. We're gone again. I'll hold your thin paper wrist when we fall through the bed. And the old world is dead. Yeah, the old world is dead. And blue vein. If we fall and what belongs to the past. So pack your blood suitcase. We're going again. I'll hold your thin paper wrist when we fall through the bed. Yeah, I'll hold your thin paper wrist when we fall through the bed. And the old world is dead. Yeah, the old world is dead.
Sleeping in a 30-story hotel, Elizabeth, New Jersey, or the Newark Shell. Fussing with some tightrope on my way down the stairs. Dropped some medication on my rolling ankles there. And the medication for the 20-somethings across the
And that was music from Adam Sveck. And Adam's got a brand new CD coming out. Let me find it here in my stack, wherever it is. Oh, it's called Rarefaction. And he's going to be releasing that this Friday. I've got my date straight now. Friday, January 29th at the Kitty Cat Club here in Minneapolis. I've been following Adam's music career for a while, since way back when he was in Boy with Stick. I think they moved up here from Iowa, God, as long ago as 2002 or 3. And then there was the Glad version, and now he's got, this is his second solo album, Enemy Swimmer, I think the first one was called. And I'm really digging this. I don't think he's even cracked 30 yet, and he continues to perfect his craft as far as his songwriting and playing goes, and he seems to be reaching for something a little bit more complex than a lot of the bands out there, and I really dig it. And with each effort, he's getting closer, or he appears to be getting closer. I hope he agrees with me. I'm looking forward to catching that CD release on Friday, January 29th at the Kitty Cat Club. And before that, Patches and Gretchen also has her sophomore effort that has just come out. The name of the new album is called Sugarhead Pie. And as I mentioned, we're right here at King's Wine Bar in South Minneapolis at 4555 Grand Avenue South. The clinking of the glasses is Michelle making some cappuccinos. Are you going to actually make some? We can get that. That'll be great sound effects in the background. Anyway, Patches and Gretchen has got a listening party coming up here at King's on Tuesday, the 2nd of February, Groundhog's Day at 9 p.m. And come on down. We're going to spin the entire record. It's a great release. It's one of my favorite albums so far of the year. The more I hear it, the more I like it. She will be releasing it with an official show where she'll be playing. Or actually, she's already that's coming up as well. But her next show, I should say, is February 6th at the Kitty Cat Club with Western Fifth headlining, and also High on Stress is on that bill. It's going to be a good show. As far as this album goes, Sugarhead Pie, it took her 4 days to record this one instead of just two, like her first album, Music from the Big Pink. Again, she recorded it with Rich Mattson at his Sparta MN Studios here in Minnesota. That's Shane Houston you hear on the banjo there, Terry Easton on guitar, Derek Rolando on drums. It's a really solid album musically. Actually, this is one of the slower, more mellow tracks on the album. But the whole album as a whole rocks, no matter how you cut it. It's got rockers. It's got stuff that the punkers will like. Folkies are going to like it. It's intense. It's real. And it'll actually make you a little bit uncomfortable at times, and I like that about it as well. This is one of my favorite tracks on the album, Blood Suitcase, the song about the pain associated with moving around a lot as a kid, which can really break your heart. And this is a song that'll break your heart even if your heart's tough. And I kind of jotted down in notes to myself that this song will break your heart especially if your heart's tough. And I really, you know, my hat's off to Gretchen Sechrist for this new record. It's really something. Moving right along, and that is the cappuccino machine going at King's. We love the live flavor of the show. Our next song up is David Hanners, and this song is called Westfield Blues, and it's off his new album, The Traveler's Burden.
Headlights on a row of naked trees. January round here is like some disease that lingers and won't go away. I drive these woods looking for nurse tanks. Farmers leave them out, but their money in the bank. Just be careful when you tap that valve. Folks go to bed so early around here. Tucked in tight, they sleep without a fear. Oh, how I love this town. And Mary's up to Charleston for the Sudafed. She'll hit the Walgreens and the Walmart, just like I said. That girl would do anything for me. Some do it for the money, some do it for the thrill. I guess I cook, cause I gotta pay the bills. The jobs have gone away. Folks go to bed so early around here. Tucked in tight, they sleep without a fear. Oh, how I love this town. Don't have to be good, and it don't have to be clean. Folks around here, they'll buy anything, long as it's cheap. I tap the valve, and the jug is filled. Flip my collar against the chill. Climb back inside the truck. Stubble straw sticks through snowy fields. Old man winter bends, but he never yields. On the prairie of Illinois. On the prairie of Illinois. On the prairie of Illinois.
And that was Wizards Are Real, a great new band that I've been really enjoying. Kind of reminds me of, like, if the early Psychedelic Furs were an instrumental jazz group, what they might sound like. There's some folks from Big Ditch Road in the band, including Brian O'Neill, Ted Held, Tim Baumgart. I saw these guys first over the fall, or the late summer, at the Eclectone party, and that's the label that they're on. They're just good fun and kind of out there as far as not straight-ahead jazz. They're really fun to listen to and fun to watch, and I'm glad they're doing what they do. They just played the with the Crossing Guards at the 501 Club this past week. Their next show is on Thursday, January 28th, at the Turf Club with Claps, Zoo Animal, and Hildur Victoria, and we'll have something from Claps coming up in just a bit. Before that was David Hanners. Now, this is somebody Jim Walsh has described kind of saying it's like if Townes Van Zandt did Nebraska, you know, the Bruce Springsteen album. And this album called The Traveler's Burden is ballads all over the place. It's stories from perspectives that you often just plain don't hear. The song we heard, Westfield Blues, is that the name of it? Let me just double check. Westfield Blues, yes, is about an unemployed factory worker from rural Illinois who runs a meth lab. And you don't often hear stories from that kind of perspective. That's definitely true. That was Amy Brockman, I believe, on the Awesome Harmonies on that song. This album has got ballads of all types, as I mentioned, murder ballads, stories from all over the place, one about a Somali cab driver who was killed here in the Twin Cities a few years ago. David Hanners, in case you don't realize, won a Pulitzer Prize for journalism. And that's usually, in fact, almost always mentioned when you talk about David Hanners. But, you know, how many people do you know that can actually claim that? David's got a show coming up, Demo Lo-Fi Thursday at the Acadia, coming up in February on the 25th. He's also doing a show from Coffee Grounds in Falcon Heights that will be streamed by TwinCitiesRadio.net on the 24th of February. And these are both next month, of course. The CD, we're a couple months ahead of ourselves here. The CD, The Traveler's Burden, doesn't actually get released until March 19th. But this is a real, real interesting listen as far as, you know, from a storytelling angle as well as as great music. So I encourage you to check out David's album, The Traveler's Burden. And we're just about ready to wrap it up. We've got one more song for you, and that's, again, Michelle on the downbeat on the cappuccino machine here at King's. She's too shy to say hi, but believe me, she's here. And I'm glad to have the folks at King's and the customers be a kind of a part of the show today. So wrapping it up, this is Claps, and the name of this song is Fold.
Itself.
And that was Claps, and that wraps it up for the How Was the Show podcast this month. Claps' next show is actually Claps's. How do you say it? What's the possessive of Claps? The Claps band? Claps. The Claps' next show is January 28th at the Turf Club with Zoo Animal, Hilda Victoria, and Wizards Are Real. I may have mentioned that before when I was talking about when Wizards Are Real is next show is because it's the same show, obviously. They just played, like, they had their CD release party. It's actually an EP at the Kitty Cat Club this past Saturday night, and unfortunately I missed that, so I'm really looking forward to seeing them on Thursday at the Turf. I don't know a whole lot about them, but I do like what they're doing. I love the childlike simplicity of early Depeche Mode thing that they've got going. I'm still a big fan of that sound after nearly 30 years, and I am looking forward to hearing more from Claps. And as I said, that wraps it up for us from here at King's Wine Bar in South Minneapolis this week. Wanted to mention a couple things before we go. I did mention Patches and Gretchen's listening party is coming up on Groundhog's Day, the 2nd of February, for her brand new album, Sugarhead Pie. We've also got a listening party for Mad Ripple, for the Mad Ripple, Jim Walsh's outfit, coming up on the 16th of February for his new album, Her Tattoos Could Sail Ships. And those of you who have been to King's know that Jim Walsh works here. So it'll be good to see him in his element, celebrating the release of his new disc on Tuesday, February 16th. And those listening parties are both at 9 o'clock. So to round it out, for what we heard today, we heard from Guante and Big Cats, Dragons Power Up, Patches and Gretchen, Adam Speck, David Hanner's Wizards Are Real, and Claps. And I was going to mention, I forgot, after the David Hanner song, it was kind of groovy to see the families in here eating and folks just kind of sitting at the bar not realizing that the kind of the song they were listening to was actually about a meth lab in Illinois. But, you know, if you can't hear the lyrics, you wouldn't know that. So that's it for the January edition of the How Is The Show podcast. We'll be back at King's Wine Bar. Hopefully we'll have a panel. Hey, if you're listening out there, panel, make sure you show up for the February show. It's going to be fun. It's always fun down here. So for How Is The Show, this is David DeYoung saying see you in the clubs.